It is Sunday, the 15th of April, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Ithi Agnihotri Matholkar.
With us is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
We're all adjusting.
Yes.
Kitties. Big kitties.
I know what you're talking about then.
We're talking about Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge.
Lions and tigers.
It's turning 20.
I can't believe that. When is the anniversary?
The anniversary is like the 19th, but they're going to celebrate for 2 or 3 weeks.
Because, you know, the 24th is the 20th anniversary of Walton Arts Center having its first show.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're ancient.
No.
She's not.
No.
But we are.
So the 20th anniversary at Turpentine Creek.
They have 115 big cats and bears, you know, lions and tigers and bears, oh my. The newest is Thor. Mm-hmm. Who had worked in movies and ended up doing like convention center gigs. And he is having some health issues, but he's getting better. And he's not the worst that they've seen since Tanya Smith and her parents opened Turpentine Creek in 1992. Her parents started taking in critters when her dad saw a lion cub at a used car lot and brought it home.
And realized that was not a good place for it.
Right. And then they were offered 42 big cats in 3 cattle trailers that needed a home. That was in 1991. And then they sold everything they had and bought this property up by Eureka Springs, thinking it would be a good place because of the poultry industry. Because these little critters eat 1,000 pounds of meat a day in the summer and nearly 2,000 in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
115 cats, 6 black bears, and a grizzly bear.
Yes.
Hmm.
Did you see the grizzly bear?
I don't remember seeing a grizzly there.
I don't think it was there. When
there was a brown bear or a black bear.
I did see it last summer. So
yeah. Okay. No,
did you see the liger?
I did.
They don't have
see
a liger.
The liger.
I think the liger is passed.
No, they still have a liger.
Oh, do they?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. They have a couple of ligers.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I want to see a liger. Anyway, the point of this is that starting Thursday, they are celebrating. Mm-hmm. They're going to have movies. On Friday, they're going to have an Artful Tigers auction, which with live music and a silent art auction at Matt Miller Studios in Fayetteville. They have a dinner at Castle Rogues Manor on Saturday. They have a cat walk-a-thon on the 22nd.
What are the movies?
The first movie is The Lion King, of course.
There you go.
And then there's another movie on April 26th, Two Brothers. And then they have A Taste with the Tigers, food samples from area restaurants on the 27th. You can find out more about all this today in the Our Town section of Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. And it all ends with a fireworks display on May 5th.
All right.
That'd be nice.
This afternoon, the second day of the Spring Gem and Mineral Show at the Siloam Springs Community Center. That's from 10 to 4. Jim Curry's tribute to John Denver is at 2 o'clock at the Air and Art Center in Bentonville. The matinee of No Sex, Please, We're British. Obviously a British farce at Rogers Little Theater. That's at 2 o'clock. The matinee of The Fall of the House, a new mystery by Bob Ford, is at 2 o'clock at Theater Square. There's also a 7 o'clock show today. And Sunday night stand-up at the UARC Bowl at 7:30. No reason to be bored.
Busy Sunday.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is the features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.